Neil, given recent setbacks, you must have been pleased with the response today.
Yeah, delighted. James and come up against a really good Scarborough outfit. Took the lead after 2 minutes. Came out of the traps really well. You probably got a better view from up here than I did. I thought, is it a penalty? I'm not sure. I'd have to see back again.
We felt it was hard. We felt point blank volley from two yards away. Wherever your hand is, it's difficult to get out
I
of the
think
way.
I think when you jump, it's hard. And then, you know, to come in at half time, we were a bit despondent. And then they come out on the front foot, scored. Then had a 10 minutes, and I thought, here we go. But the strength of character. And then I thought, some of the football we played in the second half, I'll kind of echo what John O'Greenan just said about the side. He said, you're as good a side as that I've seen with the football. And Regan takes his goal well. And I'm thinking, can we go on and win it? But they probably thought the same thing. So, no, really happy with the draw.
And two quality goals.
Two exceptional goals. I mean, the first one, the movement, doing training, bring it across, and Griffiths gets into the 18-yard box, and we challenge him to score more goals than he does. And then Regan's through 1v1, and, you know, many a striker just try and do something different, but he chips it over the keeper, and you can say that's a lad with confidence.
One of the ironies was that although Scarborough scored immediately after the break, then FC had the strongest period of the game, and superb work that Ennis hit the underside of the bar, and it felt as if you drilled them well in the second half. There was a lot more intent, a lot more cohesion. Conceded the goal, but kept fighting anyway. And a turning point for us was when 2-1 up, and Lavican makes a brilliant save to his left. And there was a lot of contenders for Man of the Match. We've given it to Lavican today for a couple of really key saves. The football that you're playing today was effective, wasn't it, keeping it down?
I mean, on that, James, I've just said in the dressing room, everyone well done, but I singled out Dan, you know, because without that save, it's a different game, isn't it? And, you know, he's an exceptional keeper. But I just thought as the game went on, we were getting into it, and they struggled to contain our movement, and they couldn't get near the ball, and there were lots of different instructions coming on from their bench, and their players asking their bench questions, and I thought, here we go. And I still thought when we got that equaliser, we were going to win the game, but... So weird, bizarrely, for the first time I studied it today, sometimes quite nervous, sometimes I just thought we were in control. I don't know why, and I know they're a really good side, and I'm not taking anything away from them, but you know, we can do that between now and the end of the season, and we'll still achieve our objective, that's definite.
Yes, remaining 6 points. Scarborough's just getting a point closer to Warrington, and with points being dropped all over the place, then very much in contention. Tough afternoon for Bainge, coming back after a period out and sort of having to get to know everyone again. And we sort of got bounced around a bit by two centre backs.
I think he's played against one of the best centre halves in the league, Bailey Gooder. I think he's a really good player. He's not the tallest in stature, but he's physically strong. He's what I call old fashioned. He'll leave his elbow in and he's fisting around his rib cage, and that's good for Ewing. You know, as a young lad to go play against an experienced non-league centre half, and you know, credit to the lads, they kept him quiet, but he was always a threat. It allowed Galloway and Regan to get high, and you know, when we took Josh off, it allowed Ali to get into the game. So he's come back from injury. He's going to score goals between now and the end of the season. Now we've, you know, been able to rest like to Jonathan Smith today, Chris Taylor, we're going to have Curtis Jones back next week, so full squad for the running, and we're really looking forward to the Matlock game now.
And so no knocks from today then, as far as you know?
No, everyone's all right and everyone's training this week, and you know, then we've got selection headache, which will be a pleasing selection headache to have next Saturday.
So what's the key going to be key? Playing against Matlock, the leaders, next Saturday. Two, you've got a full week of training. What's going to be the key in that game, do you think?
Scoring the 94th minute and celebrating from the dugout the way they did to us. I mean, no, you know, we've got to go into it now, and we know we have points on board. I think, you know, 9 games to go, 27 points. Can we get 20, 22 out of them, 27? And if we can, we'll be where we need to be. But Matlock are a great side. They've shown that, you know, with people dropping points and around them, they still think they can go and win the league. But, you know, we're playing at Broadhurst Park and we play really well. And, you know, we didn't enjoy losing against Warrington the other night. We can't wait to get back there. We're going to have a really good week. We're going to prepare meticulously for Matlock and give him the respect and credit that they deserve. But we're desperate for points and they're desperate for points. Well, I think it's going to be a great game of football.